The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, from the minutiae of freight, supply chains and cargo, to not forgetting the minutiae of commas, apostrophes or even exclamation marks. It can cost you when a grammar mistake strikes, proven this week by a story from Down Under that cropped up. But journalist Brianna Parkins is still not a fan of grammar.
We all laugh at the grammar mistakes that we spot on signs. Toilet, only for disabled elderly pregnant children. Or cows, please close gate. Not a comma in sight. But I have a deep dislike of grammar sticklers. I suspect as children, they were the kind of kids in school who used to remind the teacher that they'd forgotten to check the class's homework.
Usually now Miss Dunham teaches vocabulary, then gives us a pop quiz.
Then would beam smugly as the others let out a collective groan. In adulthood, they prowl the internet correcting others in the comment section.
Somebody forgot their apostrophe.
Mistakenly believing that if someone puts a comma in the wrong place, then their opinion doesn't count. Much to my annoyance, they had a victory lately. A man is being sued for defamation in my home state of New South Wales in Australia over punctuation. Anthony Zadrovic, a real estate agent, was annoyed his former employer was selling prize homes while allegedly refusing to pay his superannuation. He wrote, "Selling multi-million dollar homes in Pearl Beach but can't pay his employee's superannuation," on his employer's Facebook page. But unfortunately, he left out a key apostrophe, making it sound like his boss had allegedly done this to multiple employees.
It's whoever, not whomever.
That's whomever.
No, whomever is never actually right.
Well, sometimes it's right.
Apostrophe sticklers, militant teachers, and other crack vacuums now have something they can eagerly jab their finger to when pointing out why grammar matters. I'd beaten that argument years ago. I'm a professional journalist with a column in a national newspaper, and I've managed to stay completely ignorant about grammar. I know this is an affront to some people out there who see this as a decline of public standards.
Dear sir, your columnist Brianna...
And that's okay, because I draw fuel from their annoyance that an absolute tip rat like me still gets to report the news. Language changes. It evolves with the people who speak it. For example, Australians sometimes only speak in vowels. When you live in a hostile climate with animals that try to kill you with an alarming frequency, you have to be efficient and drop unnecessary things. Consonants get the chop because they're not essential. I'll give you an example. How do you do, my friend? In a sentence becomes, how you going, mate? It rolls off the tongue and it's easily understood without a D or a T in sight.
Tired and sore, my fat aunt. You're limping.
In Ireland, yous are mad for putting extra words and often in the wrong tense. Why say, I rang him, which is boring, when you can say, I'm just after ringing him, instead? The addition of just and after makes no sense, but gives the sentence a sense of urgency and a sense of unique Irishness. More importantly, I know what you meant. And that's the key thing. Snobbery around what dots and dashes go where can block others who might not have had the chance to learn those things out of public dialogue. It locks them out and shames people from putting their hand up and being heard. And I reckon yous would be heaps worse off if that happened.
Brianna Parkins there, Evine Megan did the sound design.